This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Follow us at Real Alex Jones on X. Follow us at VandaVideoInfoWars.com. Got a great guest host coming up here in a few minutes at Owen Schroeder in 1 hour. The War Room, InfoWars.com/show. Anthony Rubin, Muckraker.com. Anthony Rubin at X. At Real Muckraker and YouTube, Real Muckraker. Got 4.5 minutes till we end this interview. Really impressed. You want to give us some hope? You got some other points to make?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't want it to be misplaced optimism. I'm a realist. But at the end of the day, if we just roll on our backs, these people are just going to trample over us and we're going to die. So I don't want that to happen. So I just want to hopefully give the audience some words of encouragement. First, let me show you what's coming. I mean, this is something that, if you guys want to put the doc cam on this, this is something that I found in Yuma, Arizona. This is a vaccine World Health Organization passport. So people who don't think this is coming, this is what's coming our way if we don't fight back.
Can we overhead shot that, guys?
I had actually never seen one of these things before. I found this in Yuma, Arizona.
Show the cover. Zoom in. Lay it down. We're going to zoom in.
Check that out right there.
Yeah, the UN right there.
Yeah, so this is what's coming, okay, if we don't do anything about this, okay? The invasion's going to continue. We already talked about blackouts. It's like too depressing to keep rehashing it. So anyway, what I want to say is this. For anybody that might be at home, you know, thinking, okay, well what can I do? It seems too daunting, right? I don't want to go into Mexico and get smuggled over by the Sinaloa cartel. Or I don't want to go speak out because somebody might come after me on Twitter and I might get, demonized, or people might misrepresent what I say and drag my name through the mud, or whatever. I can keep going on. What I want to say is this. It's all about perspective. Perspective is everything. If I, there could be an objective situation in front of myself and Alex Jones right next to me, right? The same objective situation. And depending on what our subjective perception is of that situation that's right in front of us, we may have two completely different outcomes. Maybe a really positive outcome and a really negative outcome. And so why do I say this? It's because everybody at home, everybody watches, needs to have the perspective of, for example, the founding fathers. Put yourself in those shoes. Think about what they did. I mean, literally put their signatures on a document where if they lost, it was getting strung up, right, and getting hung in the gallows somewhere. I mean, that they were all going to
or getting put for 4 years on a slave ship.
Yeah, something like that, right? Just think about the great men throughout history, right? Like the great explorers, the Lewis and Clarks. If you think about your life and put it into perspective against the backdrop of these great men, and it doesn't have to be those men I just listed, any great person, whoever you could derive inspiration from, right, all great people share similar attributes. And if you could basically operate based off of that perspective, okay, let me see where I'm at in my life and orient it based off of, have I achieved that level of greatness? It's, you're going to see all this stuff is peanuts, right? To go down and go through Mexico and document this stuff, it's not that big of a deal. As a matter of fact, it's like I'm like not even at the base camp of the mountain yet. Right. But if you have it from the perspective of, whoa, this is really daunting, man. You know, I'm afraid to even go into this job interview, or, you know, this is just my perspective as this person who's working behind a desk. And that's your entire worldview. Then, yeah, this seems incredibly daunting. And so my point is, put yourself in the shoes of some of the greats of history. Compare yourself to that. Raise your sights above where they're currently at. And all of this becomes incredibly, honestly, trivial almost, right?
Well, the challenge becomes empowering. You realize it's harder to lay down and be run over than to stand up and fight.
Correct. Absolutely. And then you also realize, well, there's no choice. And so what am I going to do? Am I just going to, like you said, am I going to stay here and get run over? Am I going to stand up and actually do something about it? So that's really all I can say, because honestly, if we don't do that, I mean, this country has but little precious time left. I mean,
we're watching the murder of the Republic.
The murder of the Republic, the last place. I mean, I'm not the first person to say this. There is nowhere else to run to. Where are you going to go? Maybe if you're a mega billionaire, you could go to like Switzerland or something. Maybe.
But it's still some prison. And they're not going to be safe there either.
Yeah.
I love that the globals are digging bunkers everywhere in the middle of nowhere. Like, that's going to protect them. What would have protected them was empowering society. Oh, but their answer is a universal credit score and free money, which they admit to control is making it even more unstable.
Yeah. That's what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I could say. Operate, have a higher perspective, right? Realistic optimism, and actually get off your, if I could say, get off your behind. I don't know if I don't want to say anything inappropriate here for radio.
And, get off your ass. Hey, Anthony, I'm impressed. You already did the War Room yesterday. You did American Journal this morning. Yeah. Come back and see us again soon.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about your next mission soon.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Great job. All right, guest host takes over right now. The Noah Schroyer in 1 hour.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
ZMedia.com, and it is wonderful to be with you all today. I have a lot to get through today. Huge, huge developments out of Australia in terms of censorship. I want to take everyone through a bill that was approved in the UK earlier this year, just a couple of months ago, and what it actually means for countries like the UK. I want to make Americans aware that they are trying to bring in a digital ID there as well, and this is why this information is so crucial for you to understand, because Australia is the testing ground of the New World Order. Many people say Canada as well. Our countries were hit incredibly, incredibly hard when it came to lockdowns, when it came to police tyranny, shooting at innocent protesters with rubber bullets in our country. In Canada, they locked innocent protesters up in burning hot cars, took them from the snow, locked them up in these cars, then released them back out into the cold as a method of torture. That was told to me by Rob Primo, who was there himself. And so what they did to us, and you all know, my very first broadcast when I was guest hosting the Alex Jones Show, I exposed the Melbourne experiment, where the United Nations brags about the fact that they tested on Melbourne and that they want to turn every single country into a digital dictatorship. Permanent lockdowns like they did in Melbourne. There's that footage now. Who could forget it? These goons. Would you believe it, guys? The Victorian police, which is the state that that you're seeing this footage out of, that shot at innocent protesters, just recently asked for a pay rise. They wrote on all their cars, that they're not being paid enough, as if the people have forgotten that they did this. Are these guys worthy of a pay rise? But let me tell you, people took the higher ground. I had a proposal for Vic Pol, which is what we call them here in Australia. And I said, Victoria Police, I have a proposal for you. I will personally rally for your pay rise. I will forgive that you did this if you go and investigate the criminals, the health ministers, the Therapeutic Goods Administration, and all of the premiers and mainstream media that told the population that the COVID injections were safe and effective when they knew full well that it was going to kill them. So that's my proposal to Victoria Police. I'm going to say it on air again. If you investigate these people and prosecute the criminals that were responsible for bringing these crimes on the Australian people, on humanity, you will set a precedent for the entire world. You will be heralded as heroes, and people will forgive you for those disgraceful acts. Until then, that's what you're remembered by. Now, I want to talk about some very, very important developments, and I will bring this up in the next segment because I didn't prepare the team for it. There are two crucial bills right now in the United States to get out of the United Nations. This is a huge, huge story just sent to me by James Roguski literally before I got on air. So I will get that over to the team on the break and show everyone those two bills. And really everyone needs to be rallying behind these senators right now. And it's relevant, especially because of the conversation that Alex just had. That is what you're seeing on your screen right now is the Digital Identity Act. I'll get into that in a moment, but especially because of the conversation that Alex just had with that gentleman, talking about the UN replacement migration. If anyone is unaware of that term or doesn't believe that that is what the UN is doing, literally just Google UN replacement migration, and you will see that is a published agenda of the United Nations. They plan to replace you. They plan to destroy patriotism and turn you into a global citizen. And by the way, this has been published in their book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment. This is the UN 100 and the Boston Global Forum. I have spoken about this before, but please, if you're not familiar with my series, go to zmedia.com, head to the interviews page, and look up AI Apocalypse or the words Agenda 2045. I'm planning on compiling that four-part series into one video, and I will have it up on Band very soon, because it's, I think, one of the most important series I've ever done on this subject. But basically, in that book, the United Nations, or the UN 100 and the Boston Global Forum, which is headed up by Michael Dukakis, strangely enough, and Ursula von der Leyen has contributed, and all of these insane people have contributed. In that book, Remaking the World Towards an Age of Global Enlightenment, they say you are now an AI world citizen inside the AI world society. You're an object in their digital world. They want to transition you from a real life into a fake life in the metaverse. And the way that they're going to do that is by through the United Nations 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. It's too dangerous for you to be outside. You're going to cause a pandemic if you interact with nature. So we need to limit humans going into nature. We need to limit our emissions. We need to stop human beings from living their normal lives because it's harming the climate. Never mind that we fly around on private jets and eat succulent meats at COP28. Never mind that, peasants. You need to sit at home and live your life out in the metaverse. And so that is the published goal of the United Nations, everyone. I am not exaggerating. I am not exaggerating. These people are sick in the head. And they are particularly upset with me. Even Antonio Guterres' personal secretary responded to a hit piece about me, thanks to the Australian Associated Press, who refuse to remove the label that I'm a prominent misinformation spreader. They continue to publish articles about it. More on that coming soon. We're watching you, AAP. And so the United Nations, Antonio Guterres' personal secretary responded to a hit piece about me when I exposed that the United Nations are backing the 8 March principles. What are the 8 March principles? Well, they call for the legalization of pedophilia. Or, in other words, they call to decriminalize sex with minors. And the United Nations claims, oh, no, no, we just are supportive of decriminalizing when minors have sex with minors. Well, that's not what the 8 March principles says, ladies and gentlemen. So if you're going to talk about sex with minors and what you're supporting, you better be as clear as day and make it explicitly clear in your documentation that you're not actually talking about old men having sex with kids like you all do in the shadows. So I want to really briefly, in light of the fact that Alex is now back on X and the team are being reinstated and InfoWars has been released out of the digital prison on X, I want to talk about something that Elon is doing in Australia right now. Team, if you can bring up the news.com.au article, X, formerly Twitter, fined $610,000 by the eSafety Commissioner for reporting failure. That is, and if you look at the second line in that headline, it says X, formerly known as Twitter, has been fined more than $600,000 after failing to answer questions about how it's tackling online sexual crimes. That article, team, is the first one that I've sent through, if you can bring it up. And so basically, the mainstream news outlets in Australia are reporting that X has been fined for failing to answer questions about tackling online sexual crimes. What they've failed to tell you, though, is that that's not the only thing that the eSafety Commissioner requested from X. She, which, by the way, Trace, Inman Grant, Julie Inman Grant, has become the head of the Ministry of Truth of Australia, what she says is a hate crime goes, what she's demanded of X is not just that. It's also about why X is essentially not tackling what they deem to be hate speech on the platform. So X didn't respond to that because it's a ridiculous request, because there is no hate speech. It's just free speech with people getting their feelings hurt and people declaring the fact that a biological man can't be a woman just because he dresses like one or just because he cuts off his genitals. There's just fact now on X, and so of course people's feelings are hurt because they're not protected by the cushion of misinformation, the misinformation police on there anymore. And so after the break, I want to show you how the same request was made of Google, but they weren't fined. Only X was. And so Elon's fighting this back now. And why is this important? It's important because of the legislation coming down the pipeline and something in particular that Elon said in that 2-hour space with Alex. We'll be right back after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is information everyone needs to know.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Well, the great news that I have for everyone today, and it's absolutely monumental news, is that there are two bills right now in the United States that seek to fully withdraw the U.S. from the United Nations and the World Health Organization and all of their associated entities. The two bills in question, and the team can bring them up, are H.R. 6645 and S. 3428. These two companion pieces of legislation in the House and the Senate seek to have the United States exit the UN and exit the World Health Organization and all related conventions and agreements. And I want to give props to Representative Chip Roy in Texas and Representative Mike Rogers. They are the sponsor and initial co-sponsor of H.R. 6645, and Senator Mike Lee in Utah has sponsored identical companion legislation in the Senate. That's S. 3428. Congratulations to these representatives. This is absolutely heroic and needed in every single country. And so where I want to direct people, because this news needs to be shared everywhere, and there is actually an action item on this Substack which allows you to send an email to your senators and members of Congress. It's been put together by James Rogowski. If you go to jamesrogowski.substack.com or just enter the address stoptheglobalagenda.com. You can support these representatives bringing this in. I'm telling you, this is one of the most important things your country can do, because we can continue to address the symptoms. Every time you see pedophile story time being pushed in schools or libraries or whatever it may be, you can put out that little fire, and kudos to the people that do, but it will not stop if you do not cut out the root of the cancer. And the root of the cancer is the United Nations and the WHO, who talk about the fact that we need to teach children about sex and masturbation and things that just do not belong in a child's mind. And I'm sorry to be so direct about this, but people need to understand, these are their published documents. This is what the World Health Organization wants to teach your little children. Your little children, they want to teach this in schools. So please, everyone, go to stoptheglobalagenda.com or James Rogowski's Substack and look at the Exit the United Nations and the WHO publication, and everyone get behind this. Again, there is an action item there. Everyone can take action. You can see that Representative Chip Roy stated that this year the UN's corruption and its despicable, brazen political agenda have been on full display. Senator Mike Lee, pardon me, said, no more blank checks for the United Nations. Americans' hard-earned dollars have been funneled into initiatives that fly in the face of our values, enabling tyrants, betraying allies, and spreading bigotry. With the Defund Act, we're stepping away from this debacle. Huge, huge news. So please share that everywhere with everyone. Okay, but before I move on to the digital ID aspect of this broadcast today, I want to show you what the eSafety Commissioner published. And this is what the mainstream media in Australia and everywhere around the world isn't talking about when it comes to this fine for Elon. Guys, if you bring up the link, the second link that I sent, which is the esafety.gov.au link, basic online safety expectations, and they've said that this is the summary of industry responses to mandatory transparency notices. If you can't find the link, it's no big deal. But this was the official publication of the eSafety Commissioner. who, again, is like the head of the Ministry of Truth in Australia. She's worked with the White House, loves, like, all this trans stuff. And October 2023, this was published, and what their findings were that not only did X not respond to this ridiculous request about hate speech, there it is, everyone can view this, I've read the report and I've read what their findings were. And they openly say in that report that Google also didn't meet the expectations about child safety. Google also didn't meet the expectations of X. Google also didn't respond in a timely manner, just as X didn't, except the difference is Google walked away with a slap on the wrist, a simple warning, while X was fined over $600,000. And so this is absolutely vital for everyone to understand. And I know that everyone's still going through the process of feeling their way out about Elon. I've been very open about this, but I will say that actions speak louder than words. And so far, Elon has been taking action to actually protect free speech. What he's doing now in return is suing the eSafety Commission. X is actually suing them back for this fine. And so I hope that they succeed in that. I really do. The eSafety Commission has been behaving, the commissioner has been behaving like an absolute tyrant in our country. Now, I want to show everyone, team, if you can bring up HR 4258, you had it up before, the Improving Digital Identity Act of 2021. This is a bill that was introduced in the United States on the 30th of June 2021. Now, there hasn't been a whole lot of progress on the bill since. That doesn't mean that it's not a danger to your country. I'm going to talk to you in a moment about the Online Safety Act in the UK and the Digital ID Bill in Australia and why this matters for the whole world. I know that Europe has also introduced similar things. And if the US thinks that it's not going to come to you, it's already there. It's already been proposed. It's just sitting there dormant. And the online safety bill in the UK that I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, and I've sent that link to the team, you don't really have to bring it up, guys, but it's passed. It's actually passed. And this was a six-year journey to get this bill to where it is. I want to read some of the alarming things from it. It's a regulatory framework for freedom of speech. Think about having a regulatory framework for, quote, freedom of speech. It defeats the purpose of even saying freedom of speech. What it is a regulatory framework for speech in general. And under the guise of what they call duty of care for big tech, they introduced it in 2021, and started to get it pushed through, and it went from, 145 pages to over 260 pages by 2023. And they say they want to protect users from harmful material, which is exactly what Julie Inman Grant claims she's doing, except she'll fine X, but she won't fine Google for not protecting people from harmful material. That's really weird, isn't it? That's really, really weird, Julie Inman Grant. The good thing about the Online Safety Act in the UK is that it stops children from gaining access to adult content. And you would see that now certain countries are requiring people to take a selfie, before they view online content. I'm not sure, adult content online, I mean. I'm not sure how I feel about that. However, what I want to say here is that they claim that they're protecting children from adult content. It's all done under this guise because everyone agrees they want to protect children, right? But what it is that's the cloak for what they're actually doing, which is locking you into what they call a zero-trust internet model where everything you do is tracked and traced and monitored online. And then the responsibility is put on big tech to track, trace and monitor. And when they can't comply, they have to leave the country, which is happening in the UK. Don't go anywhere. This is relevant to everyone.
Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening. Get a signed or unsigned copy. It's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it's an honor to be with you today. Before the break, we were talking about a potential positive aspect of the UK's Online Safety Act. But when you hear the rest of what this allows the UK government to do, and it's exactly what they're trying to do in Australia, all of Europe, and I dare say eventually in the United States as well, considering you've already got a bill there, listen to this. This bill has allowed the government to read all of your messages on Meta, on all apps, but also on encrypted apps like WhatsApp and Signal. And it's so dystopian and so invasive that WhatsApp and Signal have actually said we will no longer be able to provide our apps, our services in the UK, because this completely violates our customers, our users' privacy. We can't uphold our privacy, commitment to our customers with this in place. And so they're saying they're now having to leave the UK. It has real-time monitoring of your messages, which means even as you're typing them on Signal or WhatsApp. Now, think about this. You know, Tucker Carlson spoke about the fact that his Signal was being watched by the government when he was, arranging to interview President Putin. And that was a huge thing, that his Signal was being spied on. No one should be spied on, especially not journalists, just trying to organize a conversation. But the UK government has gone so far as to say they can constantly spy on these apps. There's a fine of £18 million or $32 million, sorry, for big tech. If they don't comply. And then senior managers at big tech face fines and criminal prosecution, jail time, if they don't police content online. Users can get 6 months of jail time. Remember the journalist, Alex Hadimon, his name's escaping me right now, but he's the one who broke the story about Trudeau welcoming an actual Nazi into Parliament and the standing ovation that happened there. And he was actually arrested for that in the UK. So this is, they're talking about 6 months of jail time for anyone who tells the truth in the UK. This is regular people, yeah? So you know how Alex always says, they came after me and then they're going to come after you. They'll debank, they'll deplatform, they'll do all of this and as a test case for the people, and then they'll do it to the rest of the people. This is what the digital dictatorship social credit system is, guys. This is what it is. And it's not just a temporary freezing of your bank account. It is, you are permanently not allowed to participate in society because you said the wrong thing, you thought the wrong thing, you didn't get enough injections. This is their model for the future. This is why it's so important, these two bills that I mentioned before about the United States exiting the UN and the WHO, because they're the ones that are bringing this stuff forward, is so crucial for everyone. And I might get the team to bring it up again at the end of the broadcast. But it allows the government, through their government-approved software, to scan through your phone, files, photos, everything for what they say is illegal content. And of course, that term is broad and can change every single day. They say that it's going to be used to, quote unquote, clamp down on online trolls, but it requires big tech to verify all users. And this is where we come into the Australian discussion. Team, if you can bring up Senator Malcolm Roberts, he's tweeted two things and made a request of Elon. And in this, in his request, basically what's happened is there's a senator in Australia who's introduced this digital ID bill here. Her name is Senator Katie Gallagher. Anyone who wants to learn more about her can go and look up a video on YouTube on Senator Gallagher and mansplaining, where she made an absolute fool of herself, and that went viral. But dear Elon Musk, this is Senator Malcolm Roberts who said this, and you would all recall, regular viewers of this broadcast, he's been on here with me, very brave senator, fantastic senator out of Australia, who came on InfoWars. We love him here. But he's talking about the fact that senators in Australia can turn off their comments, and it's a threat to Australian democracy. So he's actually making an appeal here to Elon to stop government representatives being able to censor comments, because Senator Katie Gallagher, who introduced the digital ID bill, you know, for safeguarding and transparency and all of these buzzwords they like to use, is so transparent that she has her comments off. And let me play you a clip. Guys, if you can cue up the clip of Senator Gallagher, it's called Katie Gallagher, digital ID, and just watch what she actually said in our parliament.
If the single biggest, when you meet with business, when you meet with small business, this is the thing that they want in place. They want a regulator in place. They want legislation around it. It is not about giving anybody a digital identity.
The bill's called the digital ID bill. Not about giving anyone a digital identity, she says, as she introduces the digital ID bill. Guys, can you play the clip of Matt Canavan responding to that, please?
I just heard the minister in her contribution say that this bill is not about a digital identity. The bill is called the Digital ID Bill 2023. I mean, if they're talking about misinformation here, why is your bill called the Digital Bill ID Bill 2023 if it's not about providing a digital ID?
And if you see here, digital ID is not compulsory. It's voluntary, secure and convenient way for you to access online services safely without having your personal documents stored by third parties. That is false. Guys, if you can bring up where she actually got community noted, I retweeted, but you can't actually mention her even. She's a serving representative. You can't comment on her stuff. You can't mention her. But she got community noted on that, labeling digital ID as voluntary can be misleading if it becomes an implicit requirement for essential services. And that is exactly the point. So this senator who says this is not about a digital ID, as she introduces this monster legislation, which I spent a huge amount of time reading yesterday, digital ID bill, it's not about a digital ID, gets mocked in Parliament. It's unbelievable, is also posting misinformation on X, getting community noted, getting called out by other senators for the fact that she's got all her comments off, she can't be mentioned. She is promoting censorship on her own X account, and yet she wants to talk to us about transparency and keeping people safe online, and businesses are apparently demanding. This is when she goes out and talks to businesses, they all want a digital ID. Really? Pretty sure small businesses are still trying to claw back their costs from the time that people like you, Senator Gallagher, supported lockdowns and injection mandates, which, by the way, weren't compulsory either. Remember that, everyone? Injections weren't compulsory either. You just had to get one to keep your job and keep feeding your children. Yeah, voluntary. But this digital ID bill in Australia is very, very dystopian, and it matters for the whole world. In the next segment, I'm going to talk about how Bill Gates is actually trying to roll this out worldwide. And again, it's not, when you see this type of thing happening in lockstep in every country, like you did with COVID, like you did with the lockdowns, like you are with climate change, you know that there's a wider agenda at play here. And so just because it's happening over the other side of the world doesn't mean it's not important to everyone. That's why I spoke about the UK bill. What has just been imposed on the UK population is horrific. We should rally behind them. What they're trying to impose on the Australian population is horrific. What they did to Canadians when they made it so that you can't see local accounts that are desperately trying to tell them the truth is horrific. So this is happening absolutely everywhere, and X is like the last bastion of a mainstream platform right now that exists for us to get this truth out there in this arms race to defeat censorship. So we're going to talk on that in the last segment. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silver.com. www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
He's been on this podcast with me before, and he was appealing to Elon to restrict Australian senators from censoring the Australian public on X. So what's happening now? And I've heard people raise their concerns about, a honeypot situation on X where everyone's sort of gathered onto one mainstream platform and not focusing on others perhaps. And I really don't think that that's the case. I'm very, very loyal to my Telegram audience who've really, followed me in there from the start because I was so heavily censored, and all of the people that followed me on Rumble, these platforms are still, particularly Rumble, absolutely going to be depended on. I think that we have to fight with everything that we have. And right now, X is a very, very powerful tool. And it's a powerful tool because Australian senators can make appeals to people like Elon Musk and say, hey, We've actually got people in Australia, senators, who are breaking the law. Essentially, it's violating our constitution by silencing their own constituents. And it's important because Elon mentioned something when he was talking with Alex on that space, which was a fantastic space. People have got to go back and listen to it. But he was saying that we're going to operate within the confines of the law in each country. And so when something like this UK Online Safety Act comes out, or when something like this digital ID bill in Australia comes out, and, you know, you've got WhatsApp and Signal in the UK saying we can no longer provide this service to this country, we have to leave the UK. That's, did you know how huge that is? So the next thing is, if they do this in Australia, the same thing will happen. Any big tech organization with integrity will say, I can't allow you to read our users' screens in real time or access their devices in real time, which, by the way, the Australian Digital ID Bill mentions in there as well. And so I'm going to be interviewing a senator here in Australia, hopefully this week, to really delve into the details of this bill. But I want to, at a first glance, go over some stuff really quickly with everyone. From the outset, it says the Digital ID Standards Chair may make digital ID data standards about various matters, including technical integration requirements for entities to participate in the Australian government digital ID system, and if required to do so by you know, all these rules, technical data or design standards relating to accreditation. So basically what they're saying is, right now it's not mandatory, but we may make it a rule that integration has to happen with the digital ID system, meaning that all of a sudden the services that you can access get smaller and smaller and smaller online until you go and integrate, or sorry, do it through the digital ID platform, which is what the UK has done. It also allows for, it says that this act extends to acts, omissions, matters and things outside of Australia. It allows for extraterritorial operation, which is terrifying. And then it talks about restricted attributes of individuals. Now, I want to say that they do say that it is, it's not permitted to collect these restricted attributes, but then they have a whole section in the bill where they say, oh, you can collect restricted attributes for all these different reasons. And, you know, essentially you're not meant to profile someone online, but you can do it under these circumstances. I'm paraphrasing, but this is what a restricted attribute is. Listen to what they're able to collect with this bill. Health information. An identifier of the individual that's been issued or assigned on behalf of the government. Information or an opinion about the individual's criminal record. Information about their membership in a trade association or a trade union. Other information or opinion that is associated with an individual. Biometric information. The entity, I've skipped a couple of pages, but biometric information as well. And again, it says that, that, you know, it gives you two full pages here of reasons why you can collect restricted attributes of an individual. And so then they go on to talk about basically when you make the rules about whether you can collect this stuff, it's really just up to the minister, whether the minister considers it relevant. Mind you, this is an unelected person, much like Julie Inman Grant, the e-safety commissioner, going after X. This minister is an unelected person. No one in Australia elected them, saying, oh, well, I think it's relevant and I think this should happen. And it does go on to say in the bill that they can basically make these rules up as they go to big tech. So at any time they can say to X, you now need to do this, otherwise you're going to be fined, you know, every single day. And the penalties are quite high, just like Julie Inman Grant fined X. And so digital IDs must be deactivated on request. I found this very, very important because what I'm reading this as is that they say that they can deactivate a person. I'm not saying that, you know, this isn't necessarily protecting the individual where they say, okay, I signed up, but now I don't want to be signed up anymore. I'm seeing it as, well, your social credit score can be deactivated on request and your services for all things online can be suspended immediately. It doesn't specify either or. And we all know how far reaching the powers that these dictators that write this kind of legislation are. They say that requirements that they can have device access, device or browser access. The government having access to your device or your browser. They say that there are restrictions on collecting, using, or disclosing biometric information of individuals and on data profiling to track online behavior. But then they give all these reasons as to why it could be done. And it doesn't apply if the entity destroys the attribute, for example. If they as soon as practicable after becoming aware that they have collected this stuff. It says even if an individual's racial or ethnic origin can be reasonably inferred from the individual's name or place of birth, this does not prevent the individual's name or place of birth from being collected. So they go on to keep saying there's all these protections, but there kind of isn't. And they also basically talk about, restricting disclosure of what they call unique identifiers, but then they talk about all the reasons how and why they can disclose these unique identifiers. And it's between what they call accredited entities or relying parties, which are, of course, chosen by one person or a team of people that nobody elected. And finally, I want to say here, and we're still seeking legal clarification on this, but listen to this insanity right here. Protection from civil action. This section applies to the minister, digital ID regulator, basically everyone in government, plus the staff, just everyone, in the exercise, purported exercise, or any powers of this act. Which means that anyone in the government is completely exempt from being held accountable for anything that goes wrong with this act, any violation of privacy, anything that could ruin this person's life, having this digital ID and all of this protected information collected about them, the government is completely exempt, much like the misinformation bill here in Australia. The mainstream media and the government are exempt from penalties if they spread misinformation. Finally, I want to really quickly in this last minute, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, digital IDs are an effective tool against poverty. This is their global digital ID system that they are trying to implement. And so if you go, guys, to Country Partners, the second link, and you scroll all the way down, you can actually see that this global digital ID, MOSIP, is supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and NORAD, N-O-R-A-D. And on their research partners page, United States, is Oregon State University. Now, everything that I've just told you about this Australian bill that is so, so dystopian, bear in mind the United States has a current bill and the Bill and Melinda Gates is trying to do this on a global scale. So I go back to what I said earlier. Please go to James Roguski's Substack or stoptheglobalagenda.com. If you're in the United States, exit these insane maniac organizations, the UN and the WHO that are pushing all of this, global vax pass, global digital ID, global everything. No, we say no to globalism. And I'm so, so glad that the US is currently leading the way. Please go and support these wonderful senators and share this information everywhere. God bless you all. It's been great to be with you. Head to zmedia.com and support InfoWars.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.